Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, okay, we're listening. Let's get it. Everybody out there, how we doing today? I'm Greg Graham, your host for OK OK. We're listening. We have a great show lined up for you today. What do we think about the independent black woman? Hamadi and myself will be going into this, but before we get into it, Odetta, the lovely Odetta from Nyack, New York. How you
doing?
What's going on?
Chilling. I'm good tonight. Monday, feeling good, feeling great.
You better get some energy in your voice. You better get it up.
Right?
You know what I mean?
She need to get some pep.
I'm trying to learn.
Don't make me get Maymay on you.
Here you go. Bring it. Have him call in.
Well, before we get into all that though, Greg, this is very important. Very, very important.
Do it.
Yeah. Just in case you guys didn't know, my name is Hamadi Martin. I'm the co-host of the show. Welcome to another edition of
tonight.
Bro, you gonna stop me or you gonna just let me keep rocking?
Rock out, rock out.
So, like I said, this is Hamadi Martin here representing the show. Okay, okay, we're listening. And this is a very important show today because we have a sponsor. Our sponsor today is Freddie Chapman. Freddie Chapman is a real estate agent at Better Homes and Gardens. His phone number is 404-843-2500. He is located in the Atlanta metro area. So please, if you are looking to sell your home, looking to purchase a home in the Atlanta metro area, please contact Mr. Freddie Chapman. Freddie, we are grateful for your contributions to this month's show. And like I said, his number there, once again, is actually he has two numbers. The second number is 678-587-7557. Thank you again, Mr. Freddie Chapman.
Yeah, and Freddie is in charge of our – go ahead, Amadi. I'm sorry. I thought you was done.
Yeah, I don't know why you keep on interrupting me because I take a little breath, but we also have a prize month coming up, and this is a $50 gift certificate good at Amazon for the person that can keep up with the amount of times that we say the secret word. Greg, what's the secret word?
Father.
You guys got that? It's father.
Spell it.
Use it in a sentence, Odetta.
I am not the father. Father.
I'm not going to let your father lay up on my couch. How about that?
You're damn straight. Get your daddy.
Yeah, I think we're going to have a different format today. Not like usual, where Greg and I are going back and forth asking some questions. I'm pretty sure that we're going to let Odetta, if I'm not mistaken, Greg, we're going to let Odetta control the show.
Sounds
the
good
questions.
To me.
We know that her being an independent woman and all, you know. So I cuddle. Greg, do you have anything to add before we go right
to the cuddle? Why must you label?
No, give it to her. Give it to her.
Cuddle, before you get poked and piggyback, just relax. Okay?
In what order?
Relax.
Piggyback me first, and then poke me.
Sorry, you're too independent.
Because I'm independent. It's my rules. You damn straight.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, God.
So anyway, can we get back to the show? Right? Okay. So
it's your show.
Tonight I selected the topic because I'm single and dating, and this is something that I have to consider and deal with. And tonight I want the fellas to really teach me and share some things about it. I don't feel that I'm, like, overly independent. So maybe they'll shed light and they'll correct me or just confirm my thoughts. But hopefully, I'm hoping to take some things away and apply them to my life and my future. Blue thing.
Okay.
So I'm going to be a man and all that. So I have a few questions. And I'm going to start with, in your opinion, both of you, what describes an independent black woman? And I'm going to need some positives and some negatives. Give me a couple of each.
And Greg, you want to take this first one, Greg?
I don't have a lot of positives, Amadi, so to me, it's just the negative side of it is just when you're talking about this independent woman, I think it's a little bit convoluted with the terminology independent woman. I think every person is independent because you're born in this room by yourself and you're going to die by yourself. I think it's more broken down into the personalities of these independent women. And I met another personality. And to me, it's like you have the different type of personalities of alpha, beta, and I guess the last one, omega, type of personalities. And depending on which one you mesh with the opposite sex, might not work out for you. But the positives of a independent woman, for me, I'm not dating, but the positives of it is if I wanted to go out, I don't necessarily have to dig into my pockets. They can actually pay for themselves. They can pay for me. Another positive is that a lot of these independent women are educated. They understand to have a good conversation or hold a conversation, and they just don't want to be spoiled all the way through. And another positive for me is that if I was dating,
I'm sorry, you said they don't want to be spoiled? Do not?
No, not necessarily want to be spoiled, but they don't need to be spoiled to have a good time with you.
Okay.
Or you don't have to spend your whole paycheck on them and say, okay, here's everything. Let's have fun. But it's basically fun for you, not fun for me. That's a positive for me. And the last thing is, if I'm down, she knows how to bring me back up because she knows how to set things up, set up plans and set up projects and make things come to life. Good motivation. Negative side, like I said, it's more of personality more than just independent. But if we're talking about an alpha woman, negative side is that she can never be satisfied. Two, she's always right. And three, she's closed-minded.
She needs more wood for the fire.
That's it for me, Odetta.
Blame on. Hamadi?
I'm sorry, what was the question again?
Wow. Okay, so what in your opinion describes an independent woman? I need positives and negatives.
Oh, description of independent woman, huh? Obviously, somebody that pays their own bills, doesn't rely on anybody else for support. I think it all depends on the woman and her personality and if it's a positive or a negative. To be honest with you, because black women have been shaped by our history, or actually women in general have been shaped by history of oppression, that they're independent, and that's due to the American culture. It's raised them that way.
Okay.
I think that current economic system, of course, enables this. But the positive about it is that they are able to survive in this type of environment and able to raise themselves above certain males in the community, unfortunately and fortunately. It can serve as a good thing or a bad thing, depending upon how they can relate. Because we all have to remember that this is all going back to building a stronger family. There's got to be an end goal here, an end game here.
Right.
If there's not an end game here, we're not striving or trying to reach a goal, and you just have a bunch of strong, independent women running around here, then what are we doing here? Is that your goal? Your goal to have, you know, a bunch of Wonder Women, so to speak?
I don't think women really, really want to hold that label and have that label. And once they do find a partner that's consistent, that they can trust, that's honest, and all these things, then they can let their little guard down a little bit, you know, and allow the man to be the man. But a lot of times you don't have that, where the woman has to always constantly fill those shoes.
Odetta, before we go any further, let's open up the phone lines and see if anybody has any thoughts about whatever you asked today. Phone number is 714-583-6887. Once again, the phone lines at 714-583-6887. And actually, we do have somebody on the phone line right now, so let's see what they got to say about this.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, okay, we're listening. Who's on the line and where are you from?
Yeah, man, this is Jason, man. Actually, I grew up with Greg. I grew up with Amadi. I've been on the block, been on their block many a time. You know what I mean? You know, a friend of
Jason,
mine.
Jason, welcome
Wilson.
To the show, Jason. Jay, real quick,
yeah,
tell
man.
Everybody where you're from because this show is worldwide. Many
hey,
people in Singapore are listening to
man.
This right now. There's people in Grenada listening to this. Tell us where you're
well,
from.
I was born in Kingston, Jamaica, man. Then I migrated to Spring
All
Valley,
right.
New York.
So, Jason, do you have
okay.
anything to add about Odetta's
yeah,
question
I mean,
about an independent
you know,
black woman?
Independent, I don't necessarily think women are more independent. I think we think because someone makes more money makes them independent. Independence is more of a secure mind, whether you're male or female. You know, I can make less money than my wife. It doesn't make me not independent. You know what I mean?
Oh no.
Independent. You know, you can. It's just independence meaning you. If someone goes down, you can fit the bill. You can take over. You could cover up. You know what I mean? Independence also means that you're secure. You know,
right.
I think. I'm listening to my other phone while I'm talking. It's making me mess up. But, you know.
Yeah, turn your other phone down so you don't have to feel that.
Yeah, I just don't think it's about money. And I think where we go wrong is, and a female said it to me a long time ago, a lot of females now are raised, they're somewhat programmed to be single. They're programmed, I could do it by myself.
It's
they're
true.
Programmed,
it's true.
They're
in a
programmed,
household,
they're not,
you're told
they're
that.
Not, they're not, yeah, they're not programmed to be a wife. And then we also got take into consideration now the father is no longer in the home. So all that is.
And that goes both ways as well.
Yeah.
I'm sorry to cut you off.
It plays a part in the destruction of the family, you know. And then us as brothers, if we see a strong queen, man, a strong queen's a strong queen, man. She's secure.
Not everyone can handle it.
She's humble. She's strong. She's so many things that's positive. Independence today is negative because you feel like you can do it all by yourself. In truth, you can't do it by yourself. That's just a show that you're putting on. You know what I'm saying? Independence, when a person's independent, they know when to lead and they know when to take the back burner.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
You know what, Jay? Jay, I'm gonna go ahead. Greg, Jay, thank you for the call real quick. Listen, I'm gonna piggyback off of what Jay said. He brings up a very good point. We have, especially in the black community, our family structure has been broken, to be honest with you. And women have been taught to maintain the family structure best they know how, honestly. And that comes from American history. Anybody does their research goes back to buck breaking, where, you know, the black male, the oldest black male father figure was raped by homosexual slave masters and shared amongst his friends, and the children were forced to watch, and the wives were forced to watch in horror as the male got raped, demasculated. It was amazing that that the black family survived all that. And that brings us to today, modern day, where we recognize history. A lot of people don't want to look back and say the history played an actual part in where we're at today, but that's false, and that you can't ignore what it brought us to this day. Odetta, what were some of the other questions that we had? I want to move on from that topic. I don't want to spend too much time on it. I want to get more into it, honestly. What were the other questions that you had for us?
I wanted to know if any in your past relationships has overly independent woman ended your relationship, or maybe you didn't pursue the relationship any further because she was just too independent and you couldn't work around it, and it just couldn't be fixed. You couldn't see it going.
Yeah, I think I can answer that, Greg. I think for me personally, I've been in a situation like that where the female was older than me and she had everything already established. you know, had her own vehicle, had her own crib. I was just basically, I was there. And I provided service, and we worked on a few things. But I don't think that I was mentally ready. I wasn't mentally sound where I wanted to be in order to allow her to, not that her independence was threatening or anything like that. It was more or less that I wasn't ready for that. You know, the male has to be ready for that in a situation. Unfortunately, too often in our community, males aren't in a situation where they're ready for anything. They just end up needing to be in a situation. That goes along with the post that we shared in the group today on Facebook. We're listening in case anybody's interested in joining that group on Facebook.
People should be listening.
Yeah, absolutely. But that post was important. That post was important because I know a lot of I know a lot of guys like that, especially when I was living down in North Carolina. I mean, they were constantly moving from house to house, from female to female. Yeah, and it's never a conducive environment, especially if you have children. A lot of people don't understand how important it is when these kids are watching us, and they're you know you're a role model, you're setting an example for the kids, you know. So everything that you're doing in front of them, they're not listening to you. They're watching you.
They're watching.
So it's important that you show them the right things. Exactly.
Definitely
learning. Yeah, I totally have a different outlook on all of this. Like I said, I don't really care about the independent part. I think it's the personalities and what type of personality you're trying to link up with. If you're an alpha woman, you're trying to deal with an alpha man, it's going to have problems. Most likely, alpha woman. I see a lot of alpha women. They're still single because they always thinking right. They always want to do things their way.
So what now, can they do? What can women do?
Get a beta man.
Greg, they might not be independent, bro. Just because they talk about it, hot, that doesn't mean they're independent. They can just be stubborn stuck up. They can kick rocks.
I just don't think it's the independent woman per se that. The issue lies, I think, is about personalities, and the personalities are clashing. Like, for instance, I'm trying to bring this full circle here, so give me a second. Like, Amadi and myself, not dating, so nothing like that, but Amadi and myself are both alpha males, and when I speak to Amadi, sometimes I will say things to him, he'll be like, hey, what are you saying? You trying to play me? And it's like, I am stepping on his toes, and I can't step on his toes because it's going to be some kind of problem. But Hamadi, being the younger man from me and learning from me, he has respect for me, so he won't allow to go too that far. But he still respects me as the alpha male or the older alpha male. But if I did step on his toes real bad, then we and him would have a real bad clash. And I understand that. But a lot of times with these alpha women, they speak to these alpha males, and these alpha males are not hearing. They don't have that repertoire. They don't have that connection or the respect for each other like Hamadi and I do. So when they do step on that particular alpha male's toes, he's not hearing it. And then he starts doing things that's going to be divisive to her. But if you have an alpha woman dealing with a beta man, that could work. Or alpha man dealing with a beta woman. That can work. But two alphas, it's not going to work. It's like having two queens in the house. That's not going to work.
And then some of the language that's used these days is absolutely crazy. I've been in situations
like
where women talk to me. Hold on. Women talk to me like they're men.
How do you talk to them? How do you hold them and handle them? I'm just curious.
Those situations, I'm absolutely shocked and surprised that they're talking to me like that.
But
I wouldn't talk to them. Listen, I'm not.
How are you holding them?
I wouldn't. We're having a discussion, but then the situations I've been into, it was a discussion, and then it turned into a part where I just turn around and be like, who are you talking to like that? Like, seriously, I need to know who you're talking to, because you're not talking to me like that.
But even though you're giving that energy, though, you don't expect that?
No, it's okay. Listen, what I'm saying is, if you want to talk and be, you know, you want to talk slick, that then okay, you gotta expect certain consequences with a slick mouth. I do.
Yeah, make sure you back it up.
You better make sure you back it up. I said, listen, Greg, he can attest to that. I live on Valley Drive. I got pants put on me if my mouth was too slick. And the same thing goes. If you're gonna have a slick mouth, then you gotta expect to back it up. So when you talk to me crazy, man or woman, I got to figure out who you're talking to.
Right.
Who are you talking to? And you as a woman who I'm expecting to be a queen, somebody who's, mm-hmm. who can, you know, hold the family together. Like, these are all qualities mm-hmm. that you expect from a queen, right? I don't expect my right. queen coming at me like that, because now you've become, now you're an aggressor. Now you're an outside force that's invading all my positivity, and you're talking me crazy, mm-hmm. and I'm going to do the only thing I know what's next. Either I have to walk away, remove myself completely out of the situation, or I have to remove you from the situation.
Crazy too.
Somebody got to go.
And that's what happens a lot of times.
So my record says.
It's true. It is absolutely true. What am I saying? You know, if you have two people that's talking reckless, you know, you have mm-hmm. two alpha people trying to make a relationship out of it. It's going to be very hard. Somebody has to be submissive. Somebody has to step back down.
I don't
that
want
beta.
A beta. I don't want one.
See, that's
why you're single male.
But it's hard, Odetta. I'm not.
No, nah, Greg, you can laugh at that, Greg. Greg, you can laugh at that. Take a minute. Laugh at that.
I did laugh at it. I laughed at it about a week ago when I told my wife about this. And she's looking at me like, yo, Greg, how are you going to deal with this? I'm like, gosh.
I don't know why I'm single. I don't want a beta man. Because you're an alpha female and you're looking for another alpha man.
I do know why I'm single. I don't know why. I'm trying to prepare myself.
You down the crew. I don't care.
I'm trying to prepare myself.
I'm
listening to you. For my next relationship.
When he comes to Park Waters, I'll let you know.
All right. Okay. I'm sorry. I know you're supposed to be asking the questions today, but what is your definition of a beta man?
Love me and love me. A little weak.
Greg, you said beta man and it totally turned her off. Like, it was almost she was like, ew. Yo, her whole mood changed. Well, Dada, you
went
to
the first time she came out was weak.
It's hard. I don't know. I said a little weak, a little passive.
But, Odetta, I don't see you as an alpha woman.
Yeah, I was going to say that too, but, you know.
Follow along with me, because I think the definition of an alpha man and an alpha woman is two different things.
Mm-hmm.
When I look at an alpha man, he is very smooth. He knows how to speak to women. He might be big-headed, but he knows how to just fall back when it's getting too crazy. He understands that there's another person there, and he's trying to make sure that other person is comfortable as well, too. Now, mm-hmm. when we look at an alpha woman, she's not hearing anything. She's
Nothing.
Always right. She's always doing what she wants to do. She has all the plans, and all she wants the man for is to be there, lay down with, and that's about it. She don't need anything else from him. I don't see you being that type of woman. Yes,
she has
plenty of
options. Well, I'm happy.
And she'll tell you about it. She'll tell you about it. Well, if you're not going to do it, I'll go get blah, blah, blah to do it. Okay, who are you talking to again?
Now, I don't see you that way, Odetta. I see you as a beta woman, and don't get that twisted. Mm-hmm. When I say a beta woman is more submissive. She's ready to help out her man. She's ready to follow his dreams and his goals, so as long as it involves her. She's a compliment to him. She's a nurturer.
I haven't always been that way.
I didn't say you have.
I'm sharing. I wasn't finished with what I was saying. Wow. Is that I'm trying to.
I wasn't
to
either, but go ahead.
But I was talking. But okay.
Go ahead.
I was just trying to make some adjustments to my approach and what I do.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I've been trying to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've been very aggressive and very, it's my way. I know. F you. Nasty. But I'm trying to be different.
Okay.
And learn. And,
so was you always closed-minded? Was you closed-minded?
Yes.
Really?
Yes, I guess.
I would never thought of you, Odetta.
That sounds like you don't know me there, but it's okay.
I guess I am. Now, are we talking about the Odetta when she was a teenager or the Odetta when she's a mother and she's in her 40s?
Well, not 40s. Like I said, I'm trying to change. I'm 41.
I don't care.
I'm talking about my last relationship and before.
Very controlling. Now, what you dealing with an alpha
man? Let me get him on the line.
Jeez. Was you out? Would you
I don't believe you. I still don't believe
no,
you. I don't believe
no,
you.
No, I wasn't. I wasn't.
I don't believe you.
I was not.
You sound tough. I don't believe you. You need more people.
You don't have to.
I'll so
be my baby daddy next week.
No. I got a serious question to ask you, Odetta. Now,
yes.
You're saying that you was the alpha woman and you was dating beta men, you know, like that. So now you trying to go to that beta role and try to get yourself an alpha man. Do you think you could sustain that for the rest of your life if you have a relationship with somebody?
I do, given the right man.
Okay. I'm done asking questions.
I feel that.
Okay.
So, Dana, what else you got for us?
I wanted to really understand, like, why the whole term and label is seen as, like, a curse. It's always, you know, like, felt as, like, so negative. Like, oh, you're just an independent woman. You know, like, it's something
I got
bad.
It, Greg. I got it.
Is it, like, fear? Is this, like, a tinge of fear on the behalf of the man that maybe feels like he's not enough?
So my opinion of that question is each situation is going to be different because there are certain independent women. There's certain, like we said before, everybody has a different definition of independent woman. There's some independent women that come at men, and as soon as that man slips up or does something that they feel is, for example, non-cipher or something that's negative in their light or their eyes, like I said, they've got options, so they can move on to the next because they're independent. They don't need a man for anything, quote unquote. You know what I mean? So you have those type of independent women, and then you have those type of independent women that just pay their bills, take care of everything on their own, and want to really appreciate a man and are of the mind frame accepting and willing to be that nurturing, caring, loving. Like I said, gender roles are defined. I mean, I'm not gonna be one of those people here that are saying that, you know, they're not. I truly believe I was born and I was raised in a family with a mother and a father, and my mother was my mother, my father was my father. There was no confusion. It wasn't different. I respect people that have their own understanding on, you know, what their definition of family is. This was my definition of family. My mom did things that my mom does, and, you know, and that's transferred into my relationship here, you know. There's certain things that I just don't do. There's certain things that I do that are expected of me as a man. And, you know, like I said, not everybody has to live this way. But getting back, I didn't want to get off course. Getting back to the independent woman. Some independent women are ready and willing and want that from a man. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And those are the relationships that end up working out because they give a lot more. Because they already understand that if they have a man that's willing and ready to commit into the situation, then they know that he's not going to be perfect. Nobody's going to be perfect. But if they see him trying, they're going to be more likely to give him a little bit more leeway to grow inside a relationship. A lot of women aren't, from my opinion, aren't willing to allow a man to grow inside a relationship itself. And those independent women that don't need him for anything are more quick to dismiss him and move on to another option or somebody that's hitting them in their DM or hitting them in their you know, messenger or trying to get in contact with them or their work husband, you know, et cetera, because they're used to the attention, and why would they even have to deal with or have to help carry somebody else when they're doing it all on their own anyway?
Right.
Right.
A lot of people get divorced about that. You're right, Amadi. That makes a lot of sense. And it's leading to what you're talking about, Amadi. Does she allow him to come in and take on the role of being her man, or does she say, I really don't need all that stuff. I just need you to do this, that, and other, and I have other options, and I can deal with those options if I want to. And she thinks she's already satisfied, but she's destroying her family, she's destroying her life, and she's destroying his because she's not being upfront about it. I agree with you 100%.
And it's even worse if there's children involved because the children are watching. I mean, I've seen some answers on our Facebook posts, like, you know, when do you introduce your children to somebody you're dating? I've heard answers like 6 months, a year later. You're not trying to date then. You're not really dating. You're not dating for a purpose. You're you know what you're doing. You know, somebody's coming and performing a service and they're leaving. That's what's happening. Because ain't nobody crazy enough that I'm trying to be in a
situation.
All right, then we'll talk about
that.
You explain to me how that's not valid.
We don't need 26 uncles. The kids don't need to see everybody all the time, everything. They don't need to be involved.
Damn, you make it sound like you got a lot of idiots left in this game.
Why you gotta keep bringing that up? I'm aware of my age.
No, because I'm saying it in general, Odetta. Like, I treat, when I was, even when I was never dated. I'm
I
lying.
I mean, my daughter
like,
is older. She's 23 years old, so that's a little different. But I'm just saying, when she was younger, I don't understand.
She's 23, she's got to be in your 40s.
I'm 41. I just got into my 40s. Damn it.
Okay.
Yeah, like I said, that's when you're in the seventh inning, you know, you're looking for... you're very... There you go. You're independent. Listen. I promise to be a nicer, kinder, gentler Hamadi. So I'm going to work on that. I'm going to work on that. I've been told that
Thank
I need
you.
To work on that. Right. You're not making it easy, though, Dada. God, you're not.
That's my job. Hello?
You're really not. You're just really not. I try.
My job. Are you ashamed yet?
This is a show for women. You know, you guys want to get answers from us. Greg and I are going to be straight shooters. I'm not going to sugarcoat anything because honestly, I don't care. I don't have the time to lie or complain or play games. Ooh. So what you're going to get from me is a straight. Plus, I have no filter anyway. So you're going to get a straight, unadulterated answer. So let's not waste any more time. Odetta, come with the questions. Just come straight from the heart. Any questions you got? That might be regarding to your personal situation, might not be regarding to your personal situation, but do involve, because you are a very independent woman. I don't see you as a very strong, in terms of strong attitude-wise, independent woman, but you are a strong independent woman because you handle your business, you know?
Right.
Right.
And that's a plus. We like that.
Right. I understand why I've always seen as a fault, but I just feel that it is just a fear from that particular guy, not just all guys, but maybe that particular guy and his situation. Just
might
to
be intimidating.
The shit on me.
It might be intimidating.
Yeah.
Might be intimidating.
I've heard that a lot. That was my next. Hello? What the fuck does
I'm
that
sorry.
Mean?
I'm mighty jumping the gun at me.
What
Who are you
that
talking
mean?
To?
I want
you.
To understand what the fuck. What does that mean when a guy says that? Like, what could he mean by that? I've heard that a couple times.
He's
being intimidating.
That's what he means.
Yeah, that I am intimidated.
Let me tell you.
Me.
Yeah, can I tell you?
You're intimidated?
I got an answer.
Hello,
I got an answer. I got an answer.
I'm trying to get clarity. Gosh.
Yeah.
Because you don't believe it either,
I'm
Greg.
Saying.
That's why you need clarity. I get it. You're not intimidating.
Right,
Odetta.
That's why y'all don't know me.
You're about intimidating the goldfish. Listen.
See, thanks. Thank you. Thanks.
Listen,
thank
Cuddle,
you
you're not intimidating at all, okay?
You see, I'm really always
humble
and listen and learn, and here you go with the bullshit. Here we go.
You're not listening.
No, I'm not listening.
You're not listening.
Come talk to me. Right, like,
I'm about to pull up in a minute. Your mouth is crazy.
You need
to
pull
up.
I'm ready.
You just want me to come cook.
Hello?
Yeah, that'll
cook
you your place. That'll cook you your place.
I'm already on.
In the kitchen.
Your apron is ready, homie.
I got your apron right here, Hamadi. Oh, God. What are we going to do with you, huh?
I don't know. Answer a question, though, about it. Answer a question.
You think?
About intimidating.
So men, so in my opinion, right, a man can get intimidated when he doesn't have his stuff in order. In his mind, mentally, he's trying, right? But sometimes the arguments that may be presented take away from his manhood. You might not realize it, but it's eating at him because he's not able to do certain things that are, quote-unquote, expected from a man. Rather it's pay for something, rather it's do something that he's not mentally able to do. I mean, you know, it's just like when a child can't learn something, they just don't understand it. They might start crying and break it down, you know, because they're so frustrated. Well, grown men don't usually, for the most part, break down and start crying. What they do is they get angry and violent and defensive. And because you're intimidating, the only way that
I'm intimidating.
The only way that that man knows how to react might be with violence or with aggression.
Mm-hmm.
Just being honest.
But that comes back to you, Odetta, because you chose the wrong type of dude. You didn't choose
no,
the guy
Greg, not
that
necessarily.
Really fits your personality.
Greg, not necessarily. Not necessarily. She might not necessarily the wrong dude. She just might not have been willing to put that time into that dude. That's the wrong dude for her to be investing time into. But if she really, really,
that's
really wanted and wanted to, Yeah. Well, she really, really wanted to put that time in, though. At our age, who knows? Maybe she could have broke them. I mean, you know, at some point, that health insurance is going to be needed. You know what I mean? So, you know, there's always hope.
I don't see that. As coming from my perspective, if I left my wife and looking for another woman, or she left me looking for another man, she don't have time to try to break a guy back in. She wants to find somebody she wants to be with somebody that can compliment her nicely, and she's been wasting all these years with the guy that didn't do it.
I
don't see that.
41, I damn sure hope so.
Yeah, you gotta be ready. You got more things to deal with that you can't deal with anymore, Marty.
What'd you say?
If you're 20 something, you're inexperienced. Like, we had a show the other day, and we had a young girl on there. And she was like, I don't know what love is. She's young, she don't understand anything about life yet. You know, Odetta.
You talking about Lombard?
Been through life. Yeah, long back.
Shout out to Danasia, long back, aka long back.
I didn't want to shout her out like that. Just put her on blast.
I
did. You know,
that's
what
I
it
don't
is.
Care.
I see
like,
that.
Oh,
I see
hold
that.
Like, really, dude?
No, because I'm looking at the questions when we was asking the questions, Marty, towards long back and so Odetta and Smiles. It was two different expressions, one for the older woman and one for the younger woman. Now, when the one older woman has more experience, they'd be like, I don't got time for that. I've been through that already. I just want to be with a guy that has his stuff together. He's ready to go. And all he needs is me to be fit into that little puzzle. Now, if I put this puzzle all the way together,
I'm the puzzle
that's not going to work.
Nah, Greg, you know what I just peeped? You know what I just peeped, though, real talk?
That's not going to work.
You just said something. Shoot. The older ladies didn't want to go through it. They're like, I don't have the time
older
for it,
older
right?
ladies?
The younger. Yo.
Will you say it? So what's
up,
yeah,
Blanche?
He's not real fast with it.
Chill
the
out, Blanche. Yeah, chill out, Blanche.
She called her Blanche.
Yo, so listen, so.
Was this the Golden Girl now? What the heck?
You know it.
No,
you know it.
But I'm a beta.
It's true,
I'm Blanche the beta.
Marty, it's true. Marty, it's true. Even you yourself, you don't want to deal with, like, if you was dating right now, you didn't want to deal with all this BS out there. You want a woman that's there and ready to go. You're not.
Yeah, for one, I don't date. You know that. Two, let me get back to what I'm saying, though. I came up with this understanding. The older women don't want to take the time to do it because they feel like they've already done it. But in reality, when you were listening to the younger female speak, she goes through it constantly and keeps on getting shitted on, for lack of a better word. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But she's willing to keep on going and trying. She constantly tries. I monitor on Facebook, so I always know her status. She's always
she
in the day,
done.
Out of the day. Up.
She got
oh,
done.
She's always up and down. Stop it. If she'll call in, she'll vouch for that. You won't listen, I'll pull it up right now. But what I'm realizing is that
it's inexperience, Amadi. It's inexperience. That's
the thing, Greg. Maybe there's a point where they just miss it altogether, and they're just destined to be alone.
And that could be true. That could
and
be
so
absolutely
what?
Valid.
So, like, why do you say that? Like, who the fuck? So what? So what?
Wow.
If
first time
I'm
I heard
alone.
A cuss.
I hit a nerve.
I'm not
Ooh,
lonely.
I hit a nerve.
So like,
Ooh, I hit a nerve. You're
what
lying.
Is that?
Yeah. All right.
You ain't hit a nerve. I'm over it already. But what is that?
Jeez.
See, and that's because you're the older woman.
Like
you're over
a,
it already.
A curse.
You're independent. You're independent, Odetta.
You want to be alone, but never lonely, okay? I'd be fine.
Odetta, what's your next question? What's your next question?
I wanted to talk about the what part men play in women being and keeping women independent.
What part did we
Say
play
that again,
in women independent?
Men, what role men play?
I don't think
we
play any role.
Have a hand in it.
No, we follow y'all. You don't realize it, but we follow y'all.
Yeah, we try to impress you. We
y'all
really
have
do.
Something that we want. Most of us want.
That's what
Some
I want.
Some of you guys want.
Yeah.
I want it all
Listen,
day.
I told you, unadulterated, no filter, straight shooter. Y'all have what we want.
Yeah.
What?
So we try to sugarcoat things for you.
Can't believe she just said that.
What's the side of that?
I just
want
you to say it.
What are women doing for men? That's the thing.
Like,
yeah, like
I'm scared.
Like, okay. Like I think we had a Facebook post about this before, about, you know, being real and being 100%. You know, my day's being 100%. I'm being real. Like, I'm bullhead. If I came in with a toupee, you guys are clowning on me. But if a woman comes with a weave, that's okay. So, you know, a lot of times women don't come with 100% who they are because they're trying to impress a guy and we're trying to impress you. But once we try to take away all of that, and try to be 100% real, it takes a woman a little bit longer for her to be 100% real with a guy, because she's scared of being hurt. She's scared of him taking advantage of her, and she's scared of whatever happened in the past with her ex-boyfriends. While we, this is who we are. Now, if you're not paying attention to who I am and you're trying to discredit what I do, you don't want to watch me watch football or watch baseball or watch basketball, you're not into the stuff I'm into, then I'm going to start wandering off and deal with somebody that's going to deal with those stuff. I think that's pretty much it. It's not about what we're doing towards you, how we affect or make an independent woman. We try to be there for the woman, but if she don't want to adhere to what we're trying to do as well, then what's the point of dealing with you?
Goodness.
Because after we get what we get, you know, we might not have interest anymore.
Honestly, Odetta, y'all really control it. Yeah. Y'all just don't know how much power y'all got. But especially with rebuilding the family, y'all have no idea how much power y'all got. It's really up to y'all.
Oh, for sure. Definitely. We do play a major part in that. A major part.
I threw you off with that, huh?
But also men as well. You know, I'm not going to go there. But anyway.
What do you mean? No. Don't hold back, man. What do you mean, men as well? Speak.
I mean,
that's exactly what I'm talking about. Hold on, that's exactly what I'm talking about. Women to be in the control of keeping the black family together. Oh, now we're talking about the black family. I thought we're talking about independent women.
Right, that's why I was like, wait, right, I know. But that's why I was like, let's
okay.
not.
I'm gonna wait for one of y'all to finish talking.
I'm finished.
But I didn't hear it. What was you saying?
Yeah, I didn't hear it say anything either.
No, I didn't. I said I'm going to stop because you were going somewhere else.
Mm. Okay. Okay, then what's the next question then?
Okay, let's see. I think we're out of questions.
You're out of questions.
You had something to read.
So it's me, Amadi's time.
Please go.
Uh-oh.
It's Amadi's time anyway.
No, Odetta.
It is 8:40, right?
I've already had enough. This has been a pretty good show in terms of getting information out. But I want to help Odetta though. I do understand that there was some real a moment there, you know, where you're really searching, and I really do like that because you are a strong woman. You do hold it down. Honestly, I in my personal opinion, from what I understand, is you find there are men that are intimidated by you, and you just don't know how they hide their intimidation is by being aggressive, honestly. And I think that if you really, really want to be with somebody because you want to be with somebody, you're going to end up settling at some point regardless. There's few fairy tales out here, you know what I mean? Everybody doesn't have a fairy tale marriage or love life or anything. But most people want to have a companion that they're happy with, that they can be happy with. Mm-hmm. You know, the key to life is happiness, allegedly, right?
Comfortable and happy, yes. So
you find somebody that you can compromise with and that you can live peacefully with. And those things that you can basically work on, you work on with that partner. If they're not willing to, then you move them right out of the way and on to the next. Absolutely. But I will tell you this.
I ain't trying to compromise.
Me neither. The one thing that you I do that to an extent, it's because I got these kids though.
No,
I got the kids.
No.
Kids make me compromise.
Nope.
So
you have to. It's a
nope.
No, listen to Greg.
I've been married for 17 years. I'm not trying to compromise.
Odetta, what?
He's had two life-changing operations. Stop arguing with him. What's wrong with you?
Oh,
stop.
Yeah.
My bad.
No, you go.
God.
Tim, don't be knowing.
No, but it's the 8:40 mark. It's my turn. Stop. Oh, my God.
You're right. My bad. You started at the 5-minute mark, but go ahead.
See? I mean, it's now I lost my train of thought, Odetta. No. And I was headed into a good place. You know, and
you were a good place.
Yeah,
no, you doing a conclusion.
It was all about you. And you just told
me
to
always jump in. But I always jump in. No, seriously, buddy. Keep on.
You know that ADD?
Well, that could be. See, that's something that he has to compromise with you. You have shortcomings. At least you know your shortcomings.
I know,
you know?
My flaws at all. Yep, I do.
But do you work on them to progress? Because one of the things that I learned, even even with my job and in my life, right? Things are going to happen, right? I learned this after my father passed away, right? Things are going to happen. They're out of your control. It's how you bounce back from it that matters. So the same situation with the independent woman, right? If I were dating and I was on the dating scene, how bad do I want to be with this woman, right? I went through a situation with a woman where I really wanted to be with her. So I allowed her, Greg, you remember this, I allowed her to talk crazy to me, you know? And there were a lot of times where Greg would look at me like, what the hell is wrong with you? And I was like, yo, she is bananas, bro. Like, I'm all about this. And I just overlooked it. And then I got tired of it. Like, you know, things will put you in situations where you're like, this ain't something I'm going to keep on, you know what I'm saying?
Wait a minute. Mm-mm.
Yeah, because it's getting me in a situation that was far too familiar with me, you know what I'm saying, where, you know, you start involving law enforcement and stuff like that, and I'm like, nah, this ain't where I want to be, especially at a certain age.
Hold on. When you start involving law enforcement? Damn.
Yeah, I'm like, whoa.
I don't, listen. Yo, I'm an alpha male. Maybe Odetta.
What?
I'm an alpha male. Maybe you didn't hear Greg.
Yes.
I'm an alpha male. All right, I know two speeds, fast and all the way, okay? I don't know a slow, I don't know an in-between. I go all the way. When you put your foot on the gas, you mash the gas to the floor, and I go. That's it. And that's it. So I don't have an in-between. So when I was being the docile, you know, heart, you know, basically poured out and all that, you know, I was happy, but maybe not as happy as I am in the situation that I'm in now. You know what I mean? Because my other basic needs are being attended to. So I compromise certain things for more things. You know? It's just like this is the game of life.
But, Marty, you just validated what I just said, but in the opposite way. You know, before
you've had two major operations, so I had to help.
Let me get this through. Like you said, you were dealing with this other lady, right? And you compromised things because you wanted to deal with her. You thought you could handle it. Now you got with a woman that you don't have to compromise with. This is who you are, and you could be who you are, and everything is good. That's why I said compromise is no good.
Oh, shit. Compromising.
No, you can't. Why?
Because
if you're going to be with somebody.
Because
you want to be with somebody that you're completely comfortable with, and they're comfortable with who you are. And if you start compromising 10 years down the line, that's why I said I've been married for 17 years. 10 years down the line, you're like, damn, I've been compromising all this time, and this is what you're doing for me? That's not going to work. That's not going to keep you happy.
No,
you're
going to get tired
satisfied.
Of that. Yeah.
Right. So you have to be with somebody that.
Like, all right.
Like, if you're a complete jerk, like, if you complete a-hole, hey, your lady or your man likes you to be a complete a-hole, you're good. Really?
No, because then they start taking on your characteristics, and I can't have that. So you, what's good for you is good for you. What's good for me is good for me.
No, you can't have that.
Yeah, I can't have that.
Be you.
Can't have two of me
you
in the
be
same
you.
Room.
I be me.
That. Yeah, we'll kill each other, bro.
But that's... But that's still who you are, though. I'm telling you.
Somebody be in jail. Nah, man. Can't have both of us in jail.
Sometimes that happens.
Tell me about it.
I like what you're saying, Greg. No compromising.
Yeah. No compromising. For what?
Mm-hmm.
For what? You don't want to be 60 years old and like, damn, I regret doing this, that, and other when I could have been doing this, that, and other. You don't want to do that. You want to be
and
exactly
happy.
Who you are. And happy.
Yo, y'all look hilarious. Hey, live my life for a couple years. You guys would be happy with where you're at.
No, but that's who you are, though, Amani. No.
Yeah, I need supervision. I'm sorry. Yeah, I need supervision. I'm okay with that.
But you know that, and
that's
what you need.
Yes.
That's what you need.
Yeah, you don't want to leave me unsupervised, Odetta. Trust me.
No.
I'll be in a room to the left. Poking and
piggybacking. Hey! Cuddle time.
Yeah,
cuddle time.
There you go.
Cuddle time.
Nah, we ain't cuddling. I got things to do. I got to go.
Poke and go?
Poke and go. I poke and go. That's it. But honestly, guys, that's what we're trying to speak to people, right? We don't want to deal with, you know, building up a community for 5 years. We want to do it for our next generation and generation after that. Yeah, for a lifetime. So how do we do that? You can't compromise.
So Greg,
you can't fall back on.
Nah, you have to. I just said that. You have to.
No.
Let me
no.
tell you.
No, y'all gotta agree to disagree on that.
All right, so listen. So obviously, this is gonna need a part two because there's too much to cover in this 1 hour. We're gonna need a part
two
with that. I think that.
Go ahead.
But I'm gonna tell you right now the reason why, if you're speaking on a bigger scale, now there's even more reason to compromise because it's important that this generation who gets it somewhat at least can expound onto the next generation the values and the morals that we have taken into place to establish the family, which is the future. You have to have that family structure. Yes, some of us make it from, you know, broken families, et cetera, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
But the majority of us get our values and our foundation from our fathers and mothers, right?
Right, mm-hmm. right. And
so
we pass
you
it on.
Have, so Greg, on. You can't be – so what if Odetta says, I'm never going to compromise, right? And she finds guys that are almost there, but not enough. I don't want to compromise. Son, she could be 60 and single, 70 and single. She could never be in a – she could be in a situation where she always wanted to be a companion, have a companion, but because she didn't want to compromise, she's lonely now. Or she had fillings here and there. But now she didn't get the full companionship that she's been destined for because she didn't know how to compromise. Compromise is very big, Greg. I'm sorry.
No, but Monty, you just made up a valid point. First of all, there is a lot more women in this earth than men. So every woman is not going to be married. We got to get that out of our head, first of all. Two, if she does go after that guy that don't have everything that she needs and then she starts getting a wandering eye, she's going to wander. So I don't.
Yeah.
And she has to be completely satisfied
with.
Yeah, she has to be completely satisfied with what she has. Because if she don't have that, she's going to regret what she's doing in life. I'm telling you.
That's a personal decision based on the individual.
Yeah.
Like I said, I've been married
and
for 17 years. How long you been married, Amadi?
Oh, so we're gonna do that, huh?
That's where we at.
I was at your wedding.
Yes,
your wedding
damn.
Was fantastic.
Yes,
we're gonna go back there.
Yeah, I know. It was a great time.
Oh,
right?
Shoot.
It was a great time. Oh my god.
We could do a part two. But that's the real talk about it. How much time we got? 8 minutes.
You better have some more questions, Independent Odetta.
Oh shit. Okay.
Any name, Independent Odetta.
Thanks.
Real talk. Let's close out. Odetta, no, actually, let's Marty and myself, then Odetta, you close out since you're the one doing the questions today. No, I'll go first because Marty likes going last. But Odetta, you really going last. Okay?
I'm sorry, bro. We're going to keep this official. I'm going last.
Nah, that is asking the questions, man. How
are
you going
to
go
last? I'm not compromising.
Please.
I refuse to compromise.
By the time he's done,
I'm going
I'll
last.
Get to the topic. Yeah, let me
and
go
you don't,
after
but you.
Greg.
But see, that's the problem with independent women. They so independent, they forget what we're talking about because it don't matter to them.
Look,
because they've
I
got
said
the independence.
Go last. I gave you yours. That's still not enough? This is the shit. Still ain't enough.
All right.
I can't.
All right,
give
y'all.
Me what?
Give me your wish.
I can't understand why you still fight with this dude. I don't get it. But
seriously,
I don't care about the independent woman label. That doesn't difference to me. I think it's about more of personalities. If you're dealing with a alpha woman dealing with an alpha male, a lot of times that's not going to work. You might have to get a beta man as an alpha woman. You also need to know exactly who you want and what you want within your life. If you don't understand that, you're not going to be happy. So in order for you to be happy, you shouldn't compromise. Get what is right for you and not what society says is right for you. Odetta?
Okay. All of my takeaways from today is pretty much that I'm doing the right thing. I'm pretty perfect. I'm handling these relationships and situations right. I'm growing. I'm taking notes. I'm listening and applying. I'm ready for a boo. So if there's anyone out there that like to be my boo for the winter, call 714-583-6887. It's cuddle
no
time.
Doubt.
I'm ready to cuddle. Holla.
Give us more topics for the show, too. That'll be great. So in closing, there's definitely going to be a part two because there's just so much more to go into. There were some very
Absolutely.
Valid points that were brought up this evening, especially with the breakdown of the family. I'll go into it further on the next show about the breakdown of the American family, especially the work day or the work week for the average American family and how much time they actually spend together. That's a whole other thing that's brought up the independent woman. But in closing, though, what we've learned is that we're going to need a part two, that's for sure. And the other part is that independent women were basically are very important to today's society. And even more important to the males, I would say, in the colored or in the black community specifically, because black women have been so strong for so long, and they are very important in the future. And I don't think that many black women realize how important their role is for the future, for generations to come. But at the same, in the same breath, men need to also look in the mirror and also see what they're doing and what part they're playing. And we all need to start coming to an understanding so that we can move forward.
Okay, thank you, sir. Hey, guys, have a great week. Let's do it again next Monday. All right, y'all?
Peace.